Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Edie Summers, and I am so excited today and so blessed and grateful. My very special guest today is Katie Kelly. Katie is a highly sought-after leadership development expert, media contributor, and inspirational speaker who partners with leading companies like Google and Kaiser Permanente to fortify and inspire the next generation of business leaders. Since 2011, she has been a regular contributor on ABC's AM Northwest, where she talks about leadership and success in business. Katie just launched Katie Kelly Network's Leadership Academy, where she is teaching weekly online courses, critical lessons for leaders who want it all, for men and women who desire greater clarity, influence, and fortune throughout their lives. So just a little bit to talk about Leadership Academy here before I bring Katie on. Are you maneuvering up and around the corporate ladder? Are you fresh to management, working towards a senior level role perhaps, or trying to determine your next starring role? Perhaps you're a service professional as an accountant, doctor, therapist, or even a coach. Or maybe you're running your own entrepreneurial show like Mark Cuban or Tony Burch, Mark Zuckerberg, or Arianna Huffington. They might rank among some of your heroes. Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own venture soon enough, and you're just waiting for the right combination of inspiration, resources, and confidence to align. Or maybe you're ready to return to the workforce, and you're trying to determine your next career evolution. With those really powerful questions in mind, and also some other powerful questions might be, how do I determine what it is that I truly want to achieve personally and professionally, and how can I attain the level of influence that is necessary to achieve these goals? And also, finally, how can I find harmony and sustainability amid my working life and beyond the office? And again, with those questions in mind, it is my great pleasure to welcome Katie Kelly into the studio. Hi, Katie. How are you today?
Hi, Edie. I'm so great. Thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's my honor. And I have to tell everyone who's listening, I've met Katie, well, twice now. Katie, I met you at the Portland Women's Show. Is that what it's called? A number of years ago.
That's
and,
right.
And that was really lovely to hear you talking there. And I have to say, you just have a phenomenal memory, because we actually never officially met there. You met my mom at my booth, and
well,
then
Edie,
I came to hear you talk.
Let's drop the truth here. Okay, that was a really kind of ridiculous moment of my life.
Oh, my goodness.
I had no idea what I was getting involved with. It was a point in my business where I just said yes to everything. And they basically had slotted me in to be the speaker. It was like an all-day show on a Friday at the convention center. And they wanted a speaker from like 5 to 5:30, which nobody is there from 5 to 5:30. Like, everyone is getting out of work. Maybe they're going to come later, and then the situation further unraveled. That's a whole other story that we'll go into at another point. But yes, dear,
well,
I remember
just,
you.
Anyway,
you were
I thought
of, like,
you were phenomenal. You're obviously a great speaker, and I was one of six by about six people in the audience. However, you, even though we never officially met then, you remembered me,
yes,
and you have a great memory. So I just went to your. You had how would you even describe it? Kind of like a launch, like a cocktail party for your launch, for your new Leadership Academy.
Yeah, I started my business 5 years ago here in Portland, and I'm coming up on that anniversary, but I also, you know, as we'll talk about, just launched last week these new online offerings. So I just thought it would be a fun time of the year. You know, it's the beginning of the year. Everyone's kind of sloughing off the holiday hangovers and kind of trying to, like, get pumped up for the new year and all these resolutions they want to accomplish. So it seemed like a great time to mark the moment with a get-together and a launch party for my online academy.
And I just have to say that was such an amazing party, and it was so great to see you again. So
thank you, Edie.
And just, yeah,
special.
And just talk about leadership. I mean, I really do think that you inhabit the skills and the values that you're teaching and imparting to other people. I mean, isn't that part of it? Is you have to inhabit it first?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, a lot of my credibility comes from that I really walk my talk. I mean, and that's, you know, I really, you know, while I'm pushing a lot of my clients, whether they're entrepreneurs or working in-house, meaning working, you know, within large companies, you know, I'm pushing them to new heights and to try on new behaviors and attitudes and practices. And I am right there with everybody I'm working with, like pushing my own boundaries, my own comfort levels to grow and expand my offerings and my capabilities. So I think people see that authenticity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I just wanted to give people a little bit of a background on you, Katie. Is that okay with you if you could share
maybe
just how this all evolved?
Yeah, I mean, just real quick, is I'm a Southern California native, but moved to Boston for undergraduate school. So went to Boston College, studied psychology, always really fascinated in just, you know, real kind of psychological underpinnings of people. So from the age of 18 to 30, I did not look left or right career-wise. I knew I wanted to get my psychotherapy license, move to New York City, and practice that. And I pretty much stuck with that plan until I got to the point where I was, you know, completed with my licensure, had been working in New York City with my master's, and was ready to go out on my own with my own practice. And as life will teach us, you know, I was ready for that, and I completely wanted something else once I had reached that goal. I really just never felt like practicing psychotherapy in its true nature, per se, was the best fit for me. So I really liked it. Psychologically, it was fascinating and, you know, very intrinsically rewarding to help people at, you know, this very difficult stage of their life. But it just wasn't quite the right fit. So I jumped into business sales, did business sales in Manhattan for 3 years. Loved that, but never felt quite right in the corporate setting. And so it decided basically to combine the two, took business coaching certification, and over the years have really developed my niche as a leadership development expert.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. And so I guess, I mean, I have a question for you just because I am an entrepreneur as well. And so how did you make that, since it sounds like you went into business for yourself, is that safe to say initially, or how did you get that first kind of big break? I'm just curious. I mean, we're definitely going to go into...
Yeah, I mean, there was, I guess it was a series of, like, you know, minuscule little breaks here and there, and then you get, like, you know, your big, like, amazing clients, right? Or, like, these big, amazing opportunities, and you're, like, you could knock yourself over with a feather. But I guess just going back to the beginning, was your question around how did I start off my business? I grew up, I talk about, you know, some of my curriculum that I think we might dig into is about, you know, really helping people gauge what their orientation is to change and to risk taking. And I talk a lot about having an entrepreneurial mindset. So for me, entrepreneurialism was modeled in a very positive, healthy way, by my parents. So my dad left Coca-Cola and started his own consulting company, my mom being his number two. And, you know, the two of them really ran this company for, like, the last 15-20 years. So, you know, my brother is a doctor in genetics, but he also is starting this kind of small side business. And it's not a surprise. You know, they look at their two kids, and it's like we're budding entrepreneurs. There's kind of a bit of an answer to a really huge question.
Mm-hmm. A very huge question. And, of course, it's the small steps that we take, right, that are going to get us to those big breaks. And I heard somebody else say this. I went to another, like, kind of a self-development seminar, and they were saying, you're not going to get just one break. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Everybody has like this myth that it's just going to happen all the time, and that's just not true. You have to be prepared.
Yeah, the big breaks are kind of like, it's like building brick and mortar, right? It's like, wow, that's a ton of bricks right there. Like, that's amazing, getting that like credibility, that sponsorship, getting that cash flow, whatever it is. You know, for me, my biggest break recently was getting this like amazing agent to pick me up.
And congratulations!
So, yeah, but like, you know what?
Yeah.
That's great. But there's so much work that has to happen. Like
right.
Incredible opening, right? Yes. Now I have a partner to walk on this journey of bringing a book to the market. But this is like we're still like a year and a half, 2 years away from getting the book out. I mean, so yes, it's wonderful from the outside. Maybe it sounds glamorous. I don't know. To me, it's wonderful, but it's so much work.
So much work. So of course you have to be enjoying what you're doing, right? In the first place.
To even
get to that point. So I first want to go over you shared this really, I thought, fantastic PowerPoint before we get into talking about the Leadership Academy and these really great classes that you're offering, and you're offering them for really affordable too. Like they're online, and what is the price point? It's like is it
$29. Because so many people have been giving me feedback, which I totally understand, and I've really been trying to figure out a way. You know, a lot of the pushback is totally understand coaching, sounds like a great concept, however, it's just too expensive, which I understand. Second point is love the concept of coaching, but it's overwhelming to commit to working with the coach because that means I have to make huge shifts in my life, and I'm not sure I'm ready for that. Again, I totally understand that. I think there's a time and a place to really engage with a coach or engage with a professional or a specialist, whether it's to help you lose weight, to help you shift careers, help you end a toxic relationship. So I think, you know, the onus on service professionals such as myself is to figure out different ways to segment our offerings that's affordable, bite-size, accessible to people in the way that they want to learn these days. So for me, it was taking my content, chunking it into, you know, 45-minute classes that people can listen to live or download later for recording, and just $29. So
fantastic.
Hopefully people will like that.
Yeah, and we're going to come back to that. So we're going to talk about this Leadership Academy that you're just launching, and there's all these great classes that we're going to mention that you can try out, and actually you have a great offer for people who are listening, like where they can actually get comped a class if they share on social media, which is about information about it. So that's really great. That's really cool.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that. So we'll definitely come back to that. But first I want to talk about this PowerPoint that was at your cocktail party, which I thought was really, really great. And so the title is Top 10 Critical Questions for Leaders Who Want It All. And, of course, you talk about many. I'm going to go over just, like, the main points here and then just if there's – I mean, I have one question myself, and this is for working in the corporate environment, which I know very little about thus far. I'm going to say thus far because you never know, that might change, just out of my own personal curiosity. However, if there's anything also that jumps out for you that you want to go into further detail on to, please feel free to do so. But first, I'm just going to read the 10 questions. And again, this is for, I just want to emphasize for people, anyone who's listening, Katie is a leadership development expert. So essentially, you help people move up into the higher echelons, right, of leadership within corporations.
I work with individuals and organizations.
And organizations.
Okay. Yeah, so who are looking to further their leadership development. So that includes creatives and entrepreneurs who are looking to kind of further their business development, but it also includes folks who are working within organizations and want to move into leadership roles.
Mm-hmm. And it's perfect. And I have to say also, Katie, that I've listened to some of your segments on AM Northwest. I've pretty much seen them on your website. But they're talk about like great practical advice. I mean, I would say anyone who's in business of any kind, your advice is stellar. So thank you so much for offering that avenue as well for people to just learn.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. The host is Dave. He's a comedian on the side, and so it's a 9 a.m. Morning talk show, right? So you can only get so serious with your discussions, and sometimes Dave's in like an extra punchy mood, and so he'll just like kind of throw the conversation to a completely unexpected avenue. So yes, I try to give some good value, but you have to kind of go with it. It's morning television, so
take it. Take it with a grain of salt, but
exactly.
You are very excellent in that capacity too. So I just wanted to thank you for that. Okay, so I'm just going to read this list. Okay, so the first one is: Do I possess career clarity? Which is pretty big as it is. And also, I remember you talked about core values. Like, what are your core values? I think isn't that hugely important. If you don't even have that clear, then that's not going to align with everything else. And then I think another one that really stood out for me is, do I have genuine confidence in myself?
Yep. Right.
And then also, do I reframe? Oh, go ahead. And if you feel like jumping in at any point with any of these, please feel free to do so.
I mean, the genuine confidence, it's at face value, I think that the majority of people, who are in business or who are kind of engaging with me are like pretty successful already. If people are looking to further hone their skills, they're probably, self-starters and kind of hungry for more nourishment in that regard. But there's just really interesting ways to kind of drill down. I mean, just by asking that question, I would encourage your listeners to really think about some critical situations or conversations that they've found themselves in lately where perhaps like the obvious one is maybe asking for higher salary or increasing your rates or asking for more responsibilities in your job or, asking or trying to close on a new client, whatever, one of those kind of pretty uncomfortable scenarios for the majority of people. When you get some kind of negative cues or when you kind of sense that the other party is not going to agree to what you're asking for, what happens with you? Where do you go? One of the questions within this kind of critical list that I put together is from a colleague of mine out in New York named Judy Glazer. And she wrote this great Harvard Business Review article, and it was basically talking about kind of four different places that most of us go. It was, I think, fight, flight, appease, and I can't bring up the fourth one in my mind right now, but it'll come to me. But, all of us go somewhere. You either kind of lean in, lean out, or, I encourage people to kind of spend some time reflecting and observing what goes on because it's real subtle, but it's hugely monumental in our lives happens
Absolutely.
At those critical junctures.
Oh, wow. Now, that is a great piece of advice. And now, is it freeze? Is the fourth one called freeze?
Yeah,
I know that there's,
exactly.
Okay, is that
right,
freeze?
Right.
Yeah.
And so all of all of these ways that we, default to, if you will, they're all kind of, it's like based on like Darwinian evolution, right? Like we've kind of, we all adapt our behavior based on kind of our early life experience with like stress or, whatever negative or positive emotion is kind of elicited. So everything, the good news is everything's possible to kind of mold and adopt to a better place of being. The first question is like clarity, right? Like figuring out what's happening for you. Like for you, Edie, when you are, you know, trying to close on a new client or trying to trying to engage a new organization to sponsor with. When you're sitting down with them eyeball to eyeball and you're really kind of asking for what you want here, you know, how strong of a presence do you feel? How comfortable are you? Have you practiced, like, what language you want to use when you start, when your heart starts beating or you start sweating? No, I'm not saying you do, but I'm saying these are normal, you know, kind of reactions for people. You know, how can you best prepare yourself to slow your breath down, to kind of default to, like, a practice script, if you will, and to kind of create an opportunity to reengage later, right? Like, we're all human here. We're all mortals. Nobody, like, knocks it out of the park every single day at work, right? So, like, how can you kind of pick yourself up the next day or an hour later and kind of figure out a different avenue? So just being really fluid and flexible with yourself, not beating yourself up, not getting, you know, lost down, like, a really negative mindset about that didn't work out the way you wanted to, how to get back on your feet, you know, the next day, the next hour, and kind of, you know, reengage.
Wow. What an amazing piece of advice. And that really did, you know, strike a chord with me. So thank you very much for saying that. Sometimes I feel like the people that I'm interviewing are, you know, it really is to help me, to help myself along. And then, of course, you know, if it helps other people too, that's fantastic. I just really believe in anything that we can do to develop ourselves. And this reminds me of one of your other top 10 critical questions. Do I exhibit my expertise? So I'm just wondering, so when you're sitting there in negotiating, I know that this is something that I see a lot of men doing, I think, really well, is
naturally
championing their skills and also their accomplishments. Can that help you when you're negotiating?
it's really fascinating. You know, I truly believe men and women are actually more alike than we are different. And, you know, I love working with men and women all the same. But there are subtle differences in the way we behave in the workplace that really, like, must be kind of, you know, attuned to by people like me. And so when I'm working with folks who are, you know, working towards a promotion or a new role, sometimes women, but I know there's men too, so I really want to kind of get away from just that gender conversation.
Right, stereotyping.
You know,
right.
when you talk about, you know, trying to ask for something more, trying to ask for a salary, trying to ask for a new role, a lot of people get very uncomfortable, like, oh, I'm being too greedy, or, well, I shouldn't have to bring so much attention to myself. Shouldn't my, like, good work be seen for what it is? And I'll get the promotion when people believe it's time. But there's a real difference between a lot of people who succeed differently. And the way they do that is they are just more comfortable and they understand that it's really about exhibiting your expertise in a way that feels authentic and comfortable for you. Of course, we're not asking you, like we talked about the other night, we're not asking people to take on a persona that doesn't feel comfortable. However, part of growth is kind of trying on some new patterns, some new behavior. So there's going to be some dissonance. But just, you know, really thinking about, instead of, like, this kind of, you know, self-promotion or self-touting, forget about all that. Try and look at the objective data or the metrics and try and think about, you know, what is it about my skills that really benefit this organization or that really make a difference for my clients that I want to share, you know, this information with others who might, you know, really benefit in the same way. So really kind of stripping out a lot of, like, the hot air from all of it and, like, just focus on the facts. Focus on what you do, how you do it, and just sharing that in a simple, you know, clear way.
And as an, also you're offering, I mean, you have something that they need. If they're going to promote you or hire you, I mean, ultimately you have something that they need, right? So they need to know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, exactly. So, you know, spending some time reflecting on what makes you uniquely different from the rest of your peers, you know, what you really bring to the table, because, you know, you're not just a widget. I mean, we are all, you know, very dynamic, multi-layered people. So, yes, there's there's a job at hand, there's a task that we do, but there's also, you know, the culture that you set, the community that you build, and all of that matters. So it's important to just really take that into account. I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but I have a whole class around this, developing your expertise.
Okay.
And about is a couple models about a power bank. So really helping people understand like five specific dynamics that kind of come to play within individuals when you are attempting to influence and they influence you. And it really has a lot more to do with relationships than it does with even exhibiting the skills that you have. So it's kind of both.
Interesting.
It's really, it's contextual. Yeah.
What module was that under again? That was?
That's the Exhibiting Your Expertise class.
Exhibiting Your Expertise class.
In the Influencing module.
In the Influencing module. Okay, so that's February 18th. Correct? Is that the one that's for that?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So I just want to, there's actually one more question I want to ask you on your PowerPoint. I know we're getting close to running out of time here, but first, since you just mentioned it, let's mention the Leadership Academy. So so you just mentioned one of the modules there, and I just, can you mention where exactly can people sign up for this? And also, if they want to share it to get comped, you can go ahead and share that.
Right, so my website is Katie Kelly Networks, and my last name is EY, but I think it should come up on Google now. Katie Kelly Networks.
Okay.
You go to the tab that says Leadership Academy, and scroll down, and you'll see all of the next 14 weeks all have registration links. As each week passes, the classes will still be available. It's just I'm recording them all for the first time, you know, this year. And they're $29. And, yes, my offer is my Share to Learn offer. So if you share my website and that page specifically on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook with your community, if you share and just say, you know, I heard Katie on Edie's show and she seems to know what she's talking about, type thing. then email me at katie@katiekellynetworks.com and say, hey, Katie, I just shared your site, and I would like which class. So you can, I will comp you. You don't have to pay for a class. You can tell me which one, and I'll, you know, add you to the registration, and we'll go from there.
And that is just how gracious of you to do that. And you have, and so thank you. And
No problem.
I can't read all of these off here because there are so many of them. But like one of them is like March 18th is How to Master the Political Game of Business. March 11th, How to Become a Strategic Thinker. March 4th, How to Build Your Powerful Network. And then we're starting off here. January 14th is coming up, of course, next week. And that's How to Determine What's Best for Your Soul. And these are on Tuesdays. Is that correct? Tuesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And again,
Tuesdays at lunchtime.
People can
people
can listen in live, or they can just sign up for it, and I'll send them the recording. And so it's an online class. So basically, there's a slide deck you can watch on your computer, and then there's my recorded audio associated with it. But if people listen live, they can ask questions real time.
Benefit. I mean, yeah, definitely to get. To get your input live is really great.
Exactly.
Here's another one. February 11th, How to Develop an Entrepreneurial Mindset, and then there's so many. How to Earn Your True Worth in Business. That's March 25th. There's so many of them. And then, I know that you have to go really soon here, Katie. We have just a couple minutes. So I just want to ask you really quickly, this is back to your PowerPoint that you shared.
Yep.
This statement it completely eluded me, and I'm so curious, what does it mean? This is from, it's under, how do I practice strategic and visionary planning? And the question is, where and how do I utilize my mind share, strategy planning and execution efforts. Can you decode that question for me? What is mindset?
Yeah, yeah, it's probably way too loaded, but yet it got your interest, so perhaps it's working.
I'm curious.
So
I'm curious.
It's a very verbose question for just a very simple concept, and it's it's really relevant across the board. I think for entrepreneurs it gets really lost, but yet I think people working in house it gets lost too. And it's, you know, the truth of the matter is, and the research shows, is that most people who are very successful in business do so because we're really good at getting things done, right? We don't tend to rely on a lot of people to kind of check the boxes for us. Like, we get it done, and that thus our success. The challenge is, as we evolve with our career and as we move on, there's just no way we're not going to – it's like the, you know, the adage, you're not going to get – continue to move on if you can simply do what you're doing today, right? So it's like we have to evolve.
Okay.
So it's really acknowledging that that planning and kind of goal setting should not just be something you do on December 31st. That successful people in business are those that are continually, in fact, if not daily or weekly, but regularly scheduling time in their day to shut down the laptop, to shut down their phones, to be alone or work with their coach or their advisor or whomever, but to really take a hard look at, you know, your kind of ROI on whatever you're doing, right? If money's not your motivation, whatever it is, attendance, whatever it is, but really saying, am I getting the effect I want here? What does success look like right now? So how much time am I taking to really ask myself these sometimes really uncomfortable and painful questions, if the answer is far from yes, and then being courageous enough and clever enough to elicit the resources needed to really answer those questions and put them into action. In the strategy class, this is what we're drilling down to, is how to be a strategic thinker. How can you get more objective and playful with how you are running your business, right? Whatever that looks like. How can you just get a little bit more disciplined in saying, look, I'm going to run this kind of a pilot program for the next month, and success at the end of this month will look like what? Like 100 listeners, 10 new clients? Like, really try and push yourself to put some measurements around what success looks like. And then after a month, just give yourself some time to evaluate what worked, did I reach my goals, why not, what should I do differently this next month going forward, you know, what do I need to bring into the mix here, and not getting bogged down in the, like, I'm a loser, I don't reach my goals, you know, all that all of us, like, have the, you know, propensity to fall into. So just, like, again, kind of one of those questions are, am I playing the game of business? Business is a game.
I remember you saying
that. And
to be more
playful with it. And it's a numbers game, you know?
It's a numbers game.
And again,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be about money. It really doesn't, because a lot of people get, you know, really caught up in that. But, you know, it typically is. So, anyway,
let's
I think
face
that's
it.
A sufficient
well,
answer.
Thank you for, I really, excuse me, I appreciate you clarifying that so much. And I'm going to have to listen back to that part.
Sure.
Because that's definitely it is about the whole thing really, but it is about mindset ultimately. But I know you have to go. But I just wanted to mention your website again is katiekellynetworks.com, and your new program is the Leadership Academy. And my
that's
goodness,
right.
Talk about mindset.
Thank
we just have
so
to
much,
shift gears.
No, thank you for this great resource for the wellness community. It's been my honor, and I'm so happy to know you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Katie. I'm happy to know you too, and it's my great honor. So I will, I'm sure, talk to you or see you around at some point, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Take care, everyone.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And everyone, thanks so much for listening, and you've been listening to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. We posted in the business section here, and I hope that you come check us out. We have a lot of other great shows. I generally post in self-help, and I have a great interview with Tammy Simon. from Sounds True, and I just talked to Blake Bauer about unconditional self-love, and I really believe that there are so many different ways that you can master, you know, I was talking about self-development with Katie, and I really believe that I've learned this. I mean, I definitely got into self-development through the well-being and mastering my well-being. But it's really interesting how it all connects together, right? So I really hope you come check out more of our shows. And thank you so much for listening today. And I actually am really excited. We have some amazing shows coming up. I'm going to be talking to Edward Mannix next Tuesday. And we're going to be talking about self-directed compassion and also kind of how to clear your karmic imprints so that you can master your well-being and business and all of those, the different avenues of life that we, of course, want to do well in, which is pretty much everywhere. And I also have Philip Wesley is going to be on. He's a New Age artist, which is kind of cool. He actually wrote a lot of relaxation music, which is really, I think, fascinating, kind of like stress reduction, New Age piano music, really, really fascinating. I really like to have a diverse number of clients and guests on the show. And actually, I'm probably going to start doing just my own show, too, where actually I have people call in and get coached live. So just stay tuned and keep your eyes out for that. I'll be doing live wellness coaching, and of course, again, this is live radio, so we'll see how it goes. But just like in everything in life, right? Like, if something happens, you pick yourself right back up and just keep going, regardless of the little blips in life, because they're bound to happen. So, and again, I just want to thank Katie Kelly so much for coming on today. I learned so much, and there's always more to learn, right? And there's always more to. I just actually wrote on my Facebook page that just live at your growth edge. It's actually also. It's also known as what is called flow, and that's actually where you're kind of balancing, you're utilizing your skills at the highest level, and there might be some stress involved, there usually is, but you can actually harness that stress and turn it into a positive experience and even what they call eustress. And I really want to empower even also entrepreneurs to harness their own well-being. So again, I know that my show today is in the business category, and I really want to reach out to people in the business world to think about mastering your own well-being too, and also mastering your stress levels, and really also finding ways to get into that zone. Some of us call it the zone, but it also is that state of flow and living at your growth edge where you can accomplish the most and be your most productive throughout the day. So again, I can't thank Katie enough for being on today. It was just such a pleasure and such an honor. And everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. And I will talk to you again soon. Again, come check out more of my shows. We just have some really amazing people coming up. So thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.